fact, throughout the year, of course, God is very good, and he gives us joy from people and our relationships and giving and receiving presents and eating together and so on. Joy we have. Yeah. These things, they make life good, don't they? They make life fun. They make us happy. And God gives us real joy in life. The real happiness in everyday life. There are the little things, aren't there, that we just make us smile and laugh. But of course, for many people, we have to be real here. For many people, actually, Christmas is the time, it's certainly not the happiest time of the year. In fact, for many people, it's the saddest time of the year. It's a painful time, a lonely time, a depressing time. And so you see, we all need a better happiness, a better joy, a deeper joy, a greater joy. Something that gets beneath the surface and has real substance to it. Something that will last. What we need is genuine, God-given joy. And that's what I'm hoping all of us will discover this morning as we go through our service today. So I'm going to pause for a moment and pray before we sing again. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the so many good things you give us. We thank you especially for people who love us, who care for us, and those whom we are able to love and care for. We thank you today for gifts given and received. And Heavenly Father, as we gather together now, please would you help us to discover real joy, lasting joy, substantial joy that will be with us forever. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Real joy, lasting joy, deeper joy, substantial joy. And we know that the best joy is found in relationships, in friendships and family. And so maybe we should look for this lasting, this deeper joy in the context of relationship. And now, if we start with the Old Testament, we find that real joy is always about drawing near to God, having a personal relationship with him. So, for example, Psalm 4, you have filled my heart with greater joy than when their food and wine abound. Today we're going to enjoy food and wine, aren't we? Well, some of us will enjoy some wine. But there's a greater joy, says the psalmist, and that's in the Lord. Or Psalm 16, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Fullness of joy, complete joy in the Lord. And over again, people find joy when God is near to them. And of course, at Christmas, we celebrate Jesus coming near to us. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us, God near to us, God close to us. But you know, here's the thing. When Jesus arrives, the shepherds and the magi, or wise men, are filled with a very special kind of joy. In the Bible, it's called mega joy. Now, you might think I'm making this up, but I'm not. It's real, as we'll see in a moment. But before that, Toyin and Temi are going to come and help me. Toyin and Temi, come and help me. Come on. Quick. That's it. Good. Thank you very much. Right. Very special joy, okay? You in the middle. Okay, ready? One. Two, three, off we go. Brilliant. Mega joy. Thanks, girls. Mega joy. That's what it is about in the Bible. That's what the shepherds and the magi experienced. Now, everyday joy is like that. It's nice enough. It's good enough. But it kind of comes and it goes very quickly, doesn't it? But mega joy, Bible joy, is like that. It's big, it's special, it's fantastic. Now, come back with me to Bethlehem for a moment. There's a group of shepherds out in the fields caring for their sheep, and they probably found joy, ordinary joy, in ordinary things. You know, one of them had been down the market the day before and found a fabulous new cloak or a great new pair of shoes at a bargain price. Real joy. Or perhaps they really enjoy sitting around the fire telling jokes and perhaps singing a song or two. But then suddenly, one night, an angel of the Lord appears to them. Now, at first, they weren't too happy about this. In fact, they were terrified. But the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." Now, this isn't any joy. This is mega joy. Okay? Now, in the language of the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Greek, the language of the New Testament, this is charis megalein. Mega joy. That's the Greek, literally. It is literally mega joy. What is the mega joy? Well, it's that today, in the town of David, a Saviour, Christ the Lord, has been born for you. So that's mega joy for the shepherds. And then, you know, a little bit later on, the Magi come from the east. They found their joy in studying the stars in the sky. And one day they saw an unusual star in the sky, and they knew what it meant, that a king had been born. So they followed the star, followed the star, followed the star, followed the star, until it stopped over Bethlehem. And over the place where the king had been born. And then they rejoiced with mega joy. With great joy, because they had found King Jesus. The shepherds heard the message of great joy because a Saviour had been born to them. The wise men, the Magi, rejoiced because they had found King Jesus. And they experienced the biggest, best, most incredible joy that anyone could ever experience. Mega joy. And the arrival of Christ the Lord, the King, comes with great joy for all people everywhere. That's what the angel said. So that means he comes with mega joy for you and me today. That's fantastic, isn't it? That's brilliant. And we'll see exactly why it's mega joy for us in a few minutes. But I think Phil's going to pray now. Phil, over to you. Good. Okay. So Luke tells us about the mega joy of the shepherds, and Matthew tells us about the mega joy of the wise men. But there's more. There's more, because there is mega joy, which is forever joy. At the end of Matthew's book, Jesus has been killed and buried. The tomb has been sealed with a great big stone. And then two women, both called Mary, come to the tomb. And when they get there, the tomb is wide open, and suddenly there's angels there. And they say, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus. He is not here. He has risen." And then Matthew says, the women hurried away from the tomb, filled with great joy. It's the same word. It's mega joy again. The only two times Matthew uses that phrase, at the beginning with the wise men, and at the end at the resurrection. The birth and the resurrection of Jesus bring us mega joy. Why is that so joy-giving? Well, because it demonstrates that Jesus has beaten death. Death is dead, as the song says. Christ is risen. Alleluia. So Christmas joy isn't any joy. It's mega joy. It is God's joy. Now, the joy of Emmanuel, God with us, is there every day. every day, in every difficulty, in all the pleasures of the good things in life, through every illness, and even through death to resurrection, there is great joy for us. And you know, Luke began with mega joy when the shepherds came. And then at the end of Luke's gospel, right in the second to last verse of Luke's gospel, what happens? Jesus goes back up to heaven and the disciples are filled with, you've guessed it, mega joy. The only two times Luke uses the phrase in his gospel. When Jesus is born, when he comes down from heaven, there's mega joy. When he goes back to his Father in heaven, having conquered death, there is mega joy. And that is the context for our lives. That Jesus has come to us as a baby to bring us great joy. But there's more than that. Yes, he is with us every day in this life. Yes, he is with us through the difficulties, the joys, the troubles, the sorrows, the depression, the illness, and even through death. So that we will be with him in the glory of heaven. That is the Christian joy. That is our mega joy. That is real joy, not just paper joy. So let's turn to Jesus and thank him for all he has done for us. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that he lived a perfect life, that he was crucified for us to take away our sin, that he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. We thank you that he then ascended to be back with you in heaven from where he reigns. Father, you have done amazing things, and we thank you that that is the context within which we live, and we thank you that day by day we can know Jesus. We can draw near to you, our loving Father, and that is the greatest joy of all. Father God, I pray that everyone here this morning would know that great joy in their own lives. And if folk have never known that joy, I pray that you would bring it to them. And if that joy has faded today, would you please rekindle it as we draw near to our great Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.